I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. We have a story about another kind of systemic waste now. It turns out that every year, millions of dollars are, yes, literally, flushed down the toilet. Gold, other metals, valuable minerals, in what's called sewage sludge in our water systems. Paul Westerhoff is a professor of environmental engineering at Arizona State, and he studies this. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Lizzie.
I have been admittedly referring to this as the gold in poop interview.
Gee, I appreciate that.
I need to know how annoying that is to you as a scientist and how wrong or right I am.
So I don't think it's annoying as a scientist. I mean, we've published scientific papers and the peer review process, you looked at it from the scientific point of view. You know, I understand that there's significant value in trying to communicate what we do in science to the public. And if it means talking about golden poop, that's good for me.
So how much money really are we talking about in terms of metals that are in what we flush down the toilet?
So the stuff that, you know, you flush down the toilet is worth somewhere between, you know, $10 and $13 million a year for a city of about a million people. As long as you realize that what goes down your toilet isn't everything that you discharge every day.
All of this stuff is in what's called sludge, I guess, in the sort of water treatment process. How did you figure out that there was valuable stuff in it?
So we started looking at this because we're actually interested in nanotechnology and what's going to happen to a lot of the nanoparticles that we're using. So if you brush your teeth in the morning with toothpaste that has titanium dioxide nanoparticles in it, and we were curious if it went in the water that left the treatment plant after it was purified. So we had to use what's called electron micrograph imaging. And what we saw was, yeah, we found titanium dioxide that looks like it came from your toothpaste. But then we also started to find these little nano-sized gold nuggets and silver nuggets. And so that got us thinking about what else is here.
How much does one person produce in terms of...
So each person discharges about $10 worth of gold a year. So you go to a lot of fancy parties and you eat fancy donuts. Sometimes they have a gold leaf on them. If you have a lot of bling on your teeth,
I've never had a cavity.
Well, that's a cavity, but there's a lot of people that, you know, decorate their teeth.
True.
There's a lot more gold floating around than you'd imagine. Actually, they put a lot of gold in different pharmaceuticals and other things. So,
if I were to think about this from an industrial use standpoint or a conservation standpoint, what could you do with all that stuff?
So we're interested in keeping phosphorus out of the environment so it doesn't lead to algae growth and rivers and stuff. So in one way, you know, kind of augmenting the removal of phosphorus by recovering these metals might help offset the cost of our kind of environmental impact.
Do you think that there's enough in it that it's a viable business model?
What I can say is that it would reduce the cost to a city by about 25% in terms of getting rid of its solids. Hmm. So your taxes could go down. You know, someone's not going to come in and make money selling gold, but it'll decrease the cost of treating wastewater.
If you think about mining this at the end of the treatment process, like, how would you do that? What's the technology?
The most kind of energy-intensive thing would be to literally burn it and take the ash and recover the metals out of there. But there's a number of technologies where you get rid of the organics, and in some cases you can actually produce oil as a byproduct. But you can find ways to kind of concentrate the metals down and then apply some of the same techniques as mining companies. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is anybody doing it?
This is actively going on in a city in Japan, where they are recovering gold from sewage solids currently.
What are they doing with it?
They are recovering it, and that's about as far as they go. Now, in other countries, in Switzerland, they incinerate or burn the solids, and then they're putting them in two dedicated locations in Switzerland. And the idea is to not make a landfill out of these, but to put them all together such that in 10 or 20 years, they could go back and mine these facilities.
Paul Westerhoff from Arizona State, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lizzie. That was fun.